News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here, where I typically am on a Monday morning back at the anchor desk, and where he typically is at this time of week, Mr. Rob Center is our fabulous producer, so we appreciate him taking good care of us. And where she has been a few weeks ago and is back today and will be again as often as desired, TJ Akey is here. She's the president and CEO of the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. We got a recent review of really the many, many aspects of the chamber, just the super training and how complex and really a dynamic the chamber is. And she's back today. Welcome aboard, TJ. Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Mark.
Oh, I do appreciate it. I just think there's so much to talk about Central Pennsylvania Chamber. You are moving stuff forward. You're selling off your industrial land. You're just making things happen. You're training people, and I think just really helping your member businesses out a great deal. What has happened since we last just spoke? Any sort of momentous news elements at the chamber?
I would say,
about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I would say one of our big things is we are super, super charged up and gearing for our 115th anniversary this year. So that's incredible for a not-for-profit to have lasted that long, especially one that started in economic development. So we are preparing for a really big celebratory event the entire year. The actual anniversary date takes place in May, but our annual meeting is in February. So we're going to kick off there. We actually have a commemorative piece that's going to be given at that event to the attendees. So that's another cool reason to come to an event that has been earmarked as one of the annual meetings of the region to attend. It's totally different each year.
All right. And when and where, and sort of give us the lowdown then.
Absolutely. So on Thursday, February 27th, from 11:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. is our annual meeting. It's also where we do our awards for the year. And something that's very unique that we've been doing a handful of years now is an impact award. So versus typically organizations give awards to someone who's achieved something very large in that particular year, or if they're large business, small business, various categories. And we've changed it up a few years ago. It's an impact award. So we do four of those, and it can be an individual, a business, an organization, a group of individuals, but it's someone or some organization or business that's made an impact on the region, on the Central PA Chamber members, on the chamber itself, just somebody who's done something, you know, remarkable over the years. Like, it's not just one thing that they have done. It's somebody who just continuously gives back and makes a difference. We do not let these folks know that they won these awards, and that's the key.
What if they don't come?
Well, we've handled that so far these past few years, but it's pretty cool because a lot of times if you're getting an award, you know, and you have a speech and you bring your, you know, significant other and your family and your coworkers, whereas we want you to come to our event whether or not you're getting an award, because you're there to celebrate the region as a whole and your fellow businesses. So you don't know. You're sitting in the audience. The award is being discussed. The speeches are very detailed, but yet they don't say enough so you can know who you are until your name is called. We have anything from tears to folks that are totally shocked and disbelief. Some folks maybe aren't paying attention and have to be nudged that they just said your name. So it's really cool, and it's really great to celebrate such individuals.
And so you pick out people or businesses. I'm going to just say Todd Ross. Has he won it yet?
He actually has.
Oh,
yes.
Good. Okay.
Yes, last year T. Ross Brothers and Todd Ross had won. The individuals is such a great category of folks that have won. And when they do win, of course, that day is a big celebration in their honor, but it continues throughout the next 2 years then. So it's quite an award that really gives you a long-lasting impression. And the folks are just mobbed by fellow members and the press once their name is announced.
Yeah, well, I'll attend this year's and I'll mob somebody, whoever whoever they happen to be. Okay, so those are the impact awards, and plus you have a commemorative commemorative element. It's on February 27th from 11 to 1:30.
Absolutely. So we have a keynote speaker, and we're going to be announcing that here probably later today or early tomorrow. So this event usually gets planned within a year in advance, and there's lots of key elements. For instance, last year we had Commissioner Joe Kantz sing the national anthem, which was remarkable. So we have some entertainment each year, and we always have some different pieces. We have someone coming to give the invocation before we have lunch who's traveling from Philly to do that. So the event is really, really something that showcases all of our members at large. And the event as far as the lunch, even if you come just for that, you won't be disappointed. Scott Thurston at Feast of Flavor puts on a wonderful spread of food, and folks just love all the different food stations and the different opportunities to network while they're enjoying all those different options.
And the location again.
The location's at the Silver Moon Banquet Hall in Lewisburg. And I got to say, if you've not been in that facility, I will admit when you pull up, it might not be that impressive. But once you open that front door and walk in, it's a totally different world. Absolutely stunning sight. Movie screen size, telescreen in there for all of the things that you might be doing. TV screens throughout the entire venue. So if you're in line for food or on your way back from the restroom, you don't miss a thing because that venue is just laid out so well.
Do you have to be a chamber member to attend?
Absolutely not. I encourage anyone who would like to attend. You just have to register. Seating is limited. We typically have 200 people in attendance, and we try to cap it at that. So if you want to get one of those collective items that celebrate our 115th anniversary, I do hope you register soon. We're probably already at the halfway mark, and it's not till February 27th, so it is picking up momentum.
Okay. I was at one where you honored Jim King with one of the awards.
That was maybe 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh, okay. So not that long ago.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And that was a tricky one to get there, even though he is an employee, per se, of the chamber.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes folks don't come to events, and we have to do some trickery to get them there. But last year, a reporter from the Standard Journal got an award, and he was there to cover the event. And nothing more remarkable than a reporter writing down all these great adjectives used to describe an award winner, and then they say their name. And they stop writing and are so confused of what's going on. And we had to have a backup reporter from the same newspaper there to take his picture when he won the award. So.
That's funny. Wow, that's super. Well, I know who both of those individuals are, so that's great. Okay, and well-deserved. Boy, that is for sure. Okay, so the Impact Awards are part of your annual meeting that's coming up on February 27th. How much does it cost to attend for the public?
So it's $33, and that $33 includes your just enormous lunch, all kinds of things to choose from, soup and salad bar.
Okay.
There's always a station for meats and pastas and potatoes, and then there's also a
well, it's worth the $33.
Yeah,
suffice to say, it's a pretty hearty lunch. All right, so that's fabulous. Okay, so if you want people to sign up for that, refresh your website to remind folks how to get a hold of you. Central.
Absolutely. So if you go to www.centralpachamber.com and select our events tab, and you simply click on the date, February 27th, you can just register online. You can pay online, or if you have any difficulties, don't hesitate calling the office. Any one of my team members would be happy to help. 570-742-7341.
All right. What else you got cooking? You're talking a lot about your lending program.
Yeah. So it took us about 2.5 to 3 years to finalize a lending program, but we have a pledged asset loan program that we're fondly calling our PAL program. And it's simply that if you actually need some assistance to secure a loan for your business, whether it's a startup, long-term business looking to make some improvements, we're there to assist you by assisting a pledging a part of your loan. So all those details are readily available on our website, and any of our financial institutions throughout the valley can be a partner to the person securing the loan. So it's a partnership between us. We're just backing the loan. We're not actually issuing the loan, because we do not want to take business away from our financial institutions.
Okay, so and I think that's really important, because you certainly know you got some booming industries around here. They got to grow to keep up. They put together together a financial package, but it may be more than they have on hand or sort of at the limit of what companies can borrow. I know business loans are kind of tricky. You got to be really way into the black to be able to get them in the first place. So this is important for businesses.
Yes, we've had several financial institutions come to us over the years and say they would have folks come in with a phenomenal business plan or a great existing business, and they just didn't have enough. The bank wanted, or the credit union wanted, to make the loan with the individual, but the individual needed just a little bit more backing, a little bit more of an asset. So this is where we're going to step in, and fondly, our attorney was calling it a grandma loan. You know, if the grandkid needs a loan for a car, but he needs a little bit of an extra push, grandma helps out. So we're kind of going to be the grandma or grandpa on these loans, which helps people sometimes understand what we mean by pledging. But we're pledging the money to the financial institution to actually help secure and back the loan for the individual that is trying to do the lending.
I thought it was our family that where the daughter and nieces and nephews knew about that. So the grandma's all over. Okay, it's everybody. Okay, so that's the lending program. Again, go to centralpachamber.com if you want to talk about that. Is that reserved for chamber members?
It is.
Okay.
So the financial institution and the person securing the loan must be a member. However, if they are not a member and they want to imply and try to look at that program and put it into action, they can join at that time.
Yeah, that'd be a wise choice. Well worth it. All right, and you got LeaderCast 2020 coming up. What is that?
Yeah, if you've not heard of LeaderCast, I do encourage you to Google it. It's the 20th year for this world's largest one-day leadership training. It's going to be our second year of hosting it. It's an entire day of leadership training, and we've actually partnered last year, and we're doing it again this year, with Bucknell University, so a phenomenal site. The actual broadcast is live in Atlanta, Georgia, and it's simulcast around the world. Last year, we cut it off at 100 people, so we had 100 business folks in one room for an entire day. And you wouldn't imagine that after 8 hours of, I would say, rather intense training, various speakers throughout the country are part of this simulcast. We actually have head leaders in our region joining us to kind of MC the event. Includes breakfast, lunch, and some snacks throughout. But you wouldn't believe that after you're done with that event, that you would walk out there with a little extra spring in your step, like you just woke up and you're ready to take on the world. I took this LeaderCast a few times other locations, and I've had to travel, so I wanted to bring it to the region for our members. It's quite an investment for the chamber, but it was well worth it. Last year, since it was the first, a lot of folks came, and they did the survey post-event and said that they actually would come again this year and bring multiples from their office. So we are already probably close to halfway full, and the event is not until May 7th. So you do not have to be a chamber member. You do not have to be someone in a leadership position. Honestly, we're all leaders in life. Someone's always looking on to us. So, you know, it's a way to learn how to just better yourself, maybe prepare for a leadership position in some aspect. But it is a phenomenal event, and you network as well. Imagine being in a room with folks who aspire to be better for a whole day.
Oh, I'm not a leader, but I just find it fabulous, just as a person who's one of the working class dogs here, to attend it. So you sort of understand what the company's up to. It really helps you to get on the same page when you understand when, as companies move forward, sometimes us folks in the trenches say, what's going on? It really kind of helps you understand the mindset of the men and women who are at the front office. We have a moment left. An additional comment. Anything to add to our conversation?
I would just say, you know, anything that anybody needs, whether you think it's too big, too small, or you might think it's a little odd, if you're in business, organizations, not-for-profits, a community member, don't hesitate to give me a call. If I don't have the answer, I assure you that I will work hard to get you the answer or a possible solution. So feel free. Our line's open. Our doors are open anytime. So give us a call. Stop by. Introduce yourself. See our facility and put it to use for you.
CentralPAChamber.com.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, TJ Akey, President and CEO. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.